All right, boys and girls, we got another doozy for you guys today. This is going to be another daily thought that I went ahead and posted not only in the Elevated Mentorship program, but also in the free group. Now, I really like doing these daily thoughts overall, kind of like as a podcast style, because it's like one of the first things I do when I wake up in the morning is like really try to get my mindset on what am I going to do to attack the day? How am I going to stay focused? And actually, how am I going to do the fucking work? So, per usual, welcome to No Bullshit Podcast. If this podcast brings you any value, as always, go ahead and share it with one friend. And other than that, let's go ahead and dive right into it. People are not supposed to believe you right now. They're not supposed to believe in your goals. They're not supposed to believe you in your aspirations. In fact, they don't even really should support you. Like, at the end of the day, when I started barbering, cutting hair, even when I started running this business, the New Era Barbering, no one believed in me. In fact, I have a lot of you who are in this program who probably saw my early content and was like, shut the fuck up, you dumb fuck. That's not how business is run, right? Like, people didn't believe me when I told them barbers can make 20K a month. People didn't believe me. Even some of you probably didn't even believe me when I said you can charge $100 a haircut. Look at Joel. I told Joel early on, yo, we need to get you to $200 a haircut and you can do this in the next 12 months. When he was charging $60, he looked at me like I was dumb. He looked at me as a, he's like, dude, you're fucking dumb. That's not possible. And it didn't matter. It didn't even matter that he didn't believe in it. I believed in it. I pushed him to that level. And I think the biggest thing all of you are trying to look for on your journey right now and trying to grow your barbering business is you're trying to find this outside source of validation. You're trying to find this source of like others of believing in you. And if other people believe in you, now you're going to finally fucking buy into your vision. Buy into it from the fucking start, from day fucking one. Be fucking crazy. Stay audacious. You think people didn't look at fucking Virgil Abloh crazy when he was going to charge whatever he charged for those Nike shoes that just had a simple fucking zip tie to them with a couple swooshes backwards? People are like, this is dumb. This is going to work. You don't think people fucking doubted and like didn't believe in Kanye West when he told him he was a rapper, not just a producer? Like, yeah, shut the fuck up. Stick to beats. People are not supposed to fucking believe in you. I mean, look at it from an objective view. I always look at it like this as well, too. Would I believe myself if I was not myself? Hold up, we got a little conundrum right there, right? If I was not myself, right? If I was looking at some other person, they had this great audacious goal that's never been achieved before, would I believe in them? Would I even support that? No, I'd be a little hesitant. Like, hey, hold up now, right? If I'm an average thinking person. Me, who I am, I always believe in everybody because I know I believe in myself. And at the end of the day, that's all I need. It's all I ever needed was just belief in myself. I don't care what other people think. They can go ahead and throw their insecurities, their disbeliefs, their short mindsets onto me. That's fine. That's what you believe you're capable of. But just because you only believe you're capable of that does not mean I'm not capable of achieving the goals I want to achieve. And I think a lot of you are waiting to grow the business, waiting to take the action that's necessary because you want other people to believe in you. They're not supposed to. You're getting down on yourself because family, friends, clients, other people in your shop are throwing negativity your way. They're supposed to. This thing's supposed to be hard. People are supposed to be against you. People are supposed to be not fully supportive of your decision-making of how you run your business because it's so foreign to them, and that's all right. Because the view and idea I always have is in 5 years from now, they'll understand. In 5 years from now, they'll see why I was so confident in what I was doing. 5 years from now, the truth will be understood. And I just let time be the deciding factor in everything. Yes, some of you fucking said I was dumb as fuck when I first started posting YouTube videos about barber business. And I was like, that's fine. They're supposed to do that. They don't understand this. But wait 5 years from now. Wait 10 years from now. Because that narrative is going to fucking change. And it's going to change because I'm going to be taking daily action to ensure that mindset is changed. And so when if you don't have support right now, if you feel like everybody's not supporting you and you feel like all alone, good. That's where you're supposed to be at. Because that's the fun in it, man. It's not fun if it's all fucking easy, rainbows and horses and shit like this. It's fun because you achieve something that nobody else believed was possible. That's the fun. I love doing that shit. Because if it was possible, it's like, oh yeah, it was supposed to happen. Right? Again, too, we take a sports analogy. If you're fucking supposed to whoop up a fucking terrible team in football, there's no joy in that football game. Like, all right, just got to get this one out the way. The joy is in when you're supposed to fucking lose. You're the one who's supposed to get their ass beaten in. And you come back and dominate that fucking game. And everybody's like, holy fuck. And you're like, exactly. Told you, motherfuckers. So I want you guys to go into this weekend overall. Again, if you haven't been taking action, if you've been worrying because like other people don't believe in you, shut the fuck up. Don't worry about that shit. It's supposed to be that way. You're right where you're supposed to be at. Lean into that. Feed on that energy. Because I think that underdog mentality is like, it's so vital when you start out. The you against the world mentality. You against the, for me, it was like me against the fucking barber industry. I still have that. I tell you guys all the time. The whole mentality of this fucking, of this company is just Tupac in the Red Wings jersey spitting on the fucking paparazzi. That's the fucking attitude. That's what I instill in everybody that I hire on. And if they don't got that, they're fired from day one. I don't give a fuck. Because I know the mission we're up against. I need some hard motherfuckers on this thing. And so for you, you need to start being a hard motherfucker. You need to stop letting all these like little insecurities pop up in yourself and all these worries. Shut the fuck up. It's supposed to be like this. Feed on that. Thrive in that. Because if you can thrive in that, what the fuck is going to stop you? Right? Because honestly, this is the only thing that stops you. Just this mentality. So if you beat that fucking thing, who the fuck are you going to lose to? No one. How are you going to fail at the end of the day? Go fucking kill it this weekend. Stop waiting for other people to validate it. Just believe in yourself at the end of the day because that's all you fucking need. It's all you'll ever fucking need. And you need to develop this right now, especially for those of you who want to move beyond the barber industry because it's only going to get harder. It's only going to get harder the higher you go up. Trust me on that. All right, boys and girls, thank you for listening to the podcast. As always, if you found this podcast valuable, please share it. Or I think I did say share it with one friend, right? Yeah, go ahead. Fuck it. Go ahead, share it with one friend. Drop us a review and rating down below. And with that, I'll see you on the next podcast.